Hey everyone, welcome. We are starting off with our orientation call for SPSM 19. I'll date this. It is the 5th of March. I have some of my team members here. I'll introduce everyone that is here in a second. Obviously, as a first call, there could be lots of energy, lots of excitement, maybe some fear, maybe some why am I doing this energy. We will not address all those pieces today because we're at the beginning of a very long and important journey. And I'm going to do some housekeeping. Not a lot, though. Housekeeping basically means administration, reminding you of some things, because all of this information is on the site. And I want to make sure you take your time to slowly move through that. But today, like I said, we'll introduce a few things. I'm going to do a little guided thing. We're going to call it a thing. It's going to be very simple. Seth, my husband and colleague, is here. He does the Q&A calls, so I'll get him to talk for a bit. Ilya, who offers our movement lessons, I might put him on the spot for a bit to say hi. I've got Rebecca, one of our team members here. If you can just put Team Lion on your name, Rebecca, that'd be great. And Susan's here, maybe in the background, making sure the tech goes all well. So I'm going to start off by just thanking my team because it's not just me. There's a lot of back-end stuff that makes everything run smoothly. If you've emailed our support team, hopefully you've had some good interactions with them. If you have questions, so you can always email us if you can't find anything. But I want to just first start by saying thank you for all being here. We've got people from all over. For those on the recording, we have a lot of continents in the house. We've read out a few, obviously Europe, the UK, we've got the Caribbean here, Bahamas. We've got some Australian folk, Canadian folk, American folk, folks in India. I'm sure there's some people here from South Africa and other African continents, or African countries, I should say, on the continent of Africa. And I'm sure we have some folks here representing Asia and Eurasia. So I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the worldly aspect. And before we go into some housekeeping, I'm going to start by actually just suggesting that we just sort of have a just hang out for a second. If you see the screen and you see your peers, I have the gallery open. I'm just going to have a look and say hello to everyone, just sort of energetically. I see some alum, a lot of familiar living rooms that I'm used to looking at, and I see some new living rooms. I see some folks very close to home here, others far away. And, when I started putting this work online well over 13 years ago, I had no idea if it would work. So it has. And those who are alumni know how powerful the curriculum is. That's why you guys are back. They're not back because they're not getting it. They're back because there's more to learn. There's more layers, there's more depth, right? There's always more to uncover, which is, I think, a good thing that we keep uncovering the things we want to uncover so we can heal. And this might be a bit more existential, but I think it's true. We're doing healing work here that hasn't happened before in humanity. And I mean that sincerely. The level of education you are all about to obtain, or for those who have been around, you've already obtained and you'll get deeper. The practices, the self-discovery, the skills you're going to learn to be with self, the traumas that you'll uncover, because you will, it's part of the game, the capacity you're going to build. Not many humans have done that in their lifetime. There's been a lot of humans that have gone through planet Earth. Yeah. So while this is a big group right now, there's about 280 of us here. We're just beginning this work. I say that with a smile. Sometimes it'll be hard and difficult and challenging, and sometimes you will feel like a rock star when you move through a survival stress piece or something clicks in your mind that goes, oh, that's why my mom was like that. That's why my sibling is like that. That's why my neighbor does that. That's why that checkout person can't look me in the eye. That's why stuff is happening in the world that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So, I say that with a little tear in my eye, actually, because this is very important work. It is about healing. Yes. It's about learning about your nervous system. Yes. It's about gaining skills. Yes. It's about understanding you're in this, we're all in this together. Yes. And it's also incredibly profound that we're doing this as a group. And we have been doing this for many, many, many years. So do not underestimate how the tiniest little bit of work you do, whether it's 5 minutes of the first lesson, that is something. So everybody raise all their hands and repeat after me. You don't have to. Even if I do the tiniest bit of work, that is a big thing. You can do like whatever you want to do with your arms. I'm just being silly. And the reason I'm saying this is as you will learn, for those new, the alumni know this, you are going to have access to a lot of content, a lot of lessons, a lot of reading, a lot of listening to me, blah, 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 about the nervous system for 9 training calls. And you're going to listen to Seth, blah, blah, blah. And I say that with tongue in cheek, talk and talk. We can talk for hours, him and I together, about all the things we've learned. And it might seem, and it will feel overwhelming when you're new. Just accept it and then go back to, I'm just going to push play on this first lesson and have a listen and see where I go. And if the kid starts crying, if the dog starts barking, if you got to go pee, if you run out of time, if you get sleepy, it's okay. We've been taught in our previous worlds of education that if we don't finish something, we fail. Did anybody get raised with that kind of education system? Yeah. And you know what? I kind of want my medical doctors to have passed their tests, right? So there are elements where we know sometimes you have to pass the test. I definitely want the engineers building our bridges to have passed their engineering tests, right? Here, it's not about passing any bloody test. Just like, and I always say this, back to the baby, there's no test for the baby to pass. They just have to be connected to. We have the blueprint for healing and health and regulation. Many of us did not get it, and that's okay. Yeah? It's okay. We're here to relearn that. So, this is my beginning speech to say, what you will experience and what you have access to in Smart Body, Smart Mind, it isn't a technique. It's not a test to complete or to pass or fail. You're learning stuff that should have been presented to you from the very beginning, before you could speak, before you could walk, before you could understand that you were even a human. Recently, one of our SPSM members, shout out to Scotty, I think it was, posted a YouTube comment. I'm going to share this and then Seth, I'll get you to say a few words. He said, and I can't remember the exactitude of it, but I don't understand why this work is so effective. It doesn't make any sense. Is this like just learning presence? Is this connecting to something deeper? And what you'll find is that the reason it's hard to articulate it is because there are no words to describe human life. and what we're capable of, and how this brain can learn so much. I believe we can learn in multiple forms. We say, I'm a visual learner, I'm an auditory learner, I'm a kinesthetic learner. I think that happens based on how we're presented to things in the world when we're young. I think we have the ability to actually be pretty huge rock stars of this brain and learn in many different ways. And so, in Smart Body, Smart Mind, there are techniques, yes, there are exercises, yes, there's education, there's movement, there's writing. I really encourage you guys to write and take notes. I kind of said this earlier on one of our calls. If you don't have a printer, I know that that does cost money, but if you can find a cheap printer, printing out some stuff can be really nice to have paper in hand, right? So that's one little hot tip. If you don't have a printer, see if you can find one or borrow one, or go to the stationery store and download some stuff. So I just want to go back and say the content is vast. This is work that I have amassed since I started learning about the nervous system in 04, all the way to my final trainings with our more senior somatic trauma healing teachers in 2017. It's a big span of time. And so, because of that vastness, there is no way that one can get all that in 12 weeks. The reason we start with a 12-week segment, at least we are right now, is so that we have some structure. We need some structure, right? But that structure can also be thrown out of the window if you just need to focus on one lesson for a couple of weeks. If you don't know how to go at your own pace, and that's valid, ask the team. We have a fun little tool called Soma now on the site where you can actually ask this intelligent database questions that are only from our content here in Smart Body, Smart Mind. It doesn't pull from the outside world. It's really cool. So if you don't know, like, what does that mean, go at my own pace? Ask it. But I do have a video. We have a video for everything on the tab of the SPSM site. So if you haven't yet listened to my audio, welcome. I would start with that. Download the weekly checklist. Check out, how to ask a question. I would ask that you check out the etiquette for how to discuss and comment in the forum. We hold a very tight ship, right? Very tight ship here. And the boundaries are strong, but they work, right? We're only here to talk about our healing in relationship to Smart Body, Smart Mind's lessons. So, I'm dating this. It's Thursday. Lab one will release on Sunday for the newbies. And take a little bit of time between now and then to like watch one intro thing or read one intro thing. So, start to teach yourself how to titrate even the introductory materials. So, Seth, I'm going to hand the mic over to you.
Well, alrighty then. Hey, everybody. Really good to see you. I'm so grateful for you being here, both alumni and newbies. I really just, I feel a lot of gratitude every time we start one of these rounds because the impact is profound. And it can be sneaky because a lot of the lessons may seem simple at first. They may seem boring sometimes, and then you find things starting to change. We're not after the big cathartic change here. That's not what we're about. We're about each person learning to absorb and soak in this much needed information and practices in the way that their unique system is ready for, such that change happens organically in a way that's not overwhelming. With trauma, one of the biggest problems is that it's overwhelming. We can't stay present with it. So we go into our various adaptations and survival strategies. We don't want to add more overwhelm in the process of healing that trauma. And that's why we will say over and over again that There's nothing to complete. There's no way to pass or fail. It's about discovering how you engage with this material. I think I saw a question, or I heard a question earlier from support that was about, like, how do I even know what that is? And like Irene said, there is a video on that, what going at your own pace really means. So definitely give that a watch. But I'll also say, just as a practical example, like, it may mean that you approach a lesson and you start playing it and you're getting into it. And then you start to realize, oh, I'm starting to feel distracted. Like, I feel like I'm not able to pay attention anymore. That's when you stop. It's not where you then recruit willpower and muscle through and, try to get it done. It's like, no, that's your little, that's your signal. That's your body saying, hey, this is enough for now because we can't really concentrate anymore. And that's okay, stop. So for each person, you'll learn to recognize, what are my somatic or mental cues that start to tell me, like, okay, that's enough. And as we learn to honor that and listen to it and follow it, that itself is incredibly healing and rewiring of our system. Because, like Irene said, in most of our educational upbringings, this is not what was supported. So it can take some time even to learn how to interface with the material in the program. And that's okay. That itself is part of the healing and the learning. So it's a very different way to approach this kind of stuff than many of you may have experienced before. And we've found over the years it's far more effective. My role is primarily to answer questions on the Q&A calls, which I really love doing, and I look forward to doing that. I don't usually answer all the questions that are submitted because often we get too many, but I always do my best. If I can't get to all of them, what I'll do is I'll pick ones that seem the most relevant or applicable to the most number of people. So it flexes and changes in terms of how many I'm able to respond to, but just know that I will do my best to get to everything if I can. I'm also have a musical offering on the site that may be useful for you. I was a classically trained composer, multi-instrumentalist before I got into any of this stuff. I've created lots of music, and a lot of it is to support healing and nervous system healing in particular. So you'll find that page down lower on the side menu of the site if you want to start checking that out to see if it's a good resource for you, or a way that you can work with sound to help support processes that you're moving through. So just wanted to highlight that's there as well. And yeah, that's about it for me. I just, yeah, really am grateful to be here with you and to be able to support your process in the best way that I can. And I really want to applaud all of you for showing up and doing the work, and really encourage you, if you feel stuck, or if you feel like, I don't know if this is working, or if you feel bored, keep going. Keep going, please. It takes a lot of effort and repetition, and you can always reach out to your alumni, friends for support. There's a lot of people in the website who have been around and have been doing this for a while, and they have been likely where you are at some point or another. So lots of availability for connection, not just with the Q&A calls and Irene on the training calls, but with your community within the site and the alumni, which are very supportive. So yeah, thanks again. I really appreciate seeing you here.
Thanks, Seth. And I want to connect a dot what Seth said about, I can't remember the exact words, but it was along the lines of feeling what is enough for you. Remember he said that? Like, when you need to stop, stop. I'm connecting this now early. When you're little, when you're with your primary caregiver, it doesn't have to be your mother, it could be a grandma, a nanny, a papa, babysitter. When you've had enough interaction and enough stimulus, I mean, the parents here might know this, the baby looks away. They stop. And in a good, healthy, attachment attuned, co-regulated bond, the primary caregiver respects that. Yeah? Ah. Little Seth has had enough. Okay, I'm not going to keep trying to trying to play with him or feed him or force him to have a nap when he's not tired. I guess I better play again with him, or whatever it might be. That is how we develop healthy attunement to ourself and safety. That's how we learn, oh, it's okay that I've just said no to my primary caregiver. They're not punishing me. They're not forcing me. Now, of course, we know this doesn't always occur, you are doing that for yourself by listening. Now, some people have asked, Irene, why don't you make shorter lessons? Why don't you make lessons that are just always 5 minutes or always 10 minutes? Or why don't you take the longer trainings and put them into 10, 20 minute snippets? And while that might seem attractive, the full teaching of a lesson then isn't packaged in its package. And I want to make sure you get the full lesson. And so it is your guidance of when you've had enough that determines when you've had enough and when you stop, and then you go back. So I really, really want to just put that out on a platter for you to understand that that not having shorter lessons isn't because I'm lazy. It's because we want to have the full lesson and the full experience or the full teaching there, and then you listen and pace yourself, and it is that pacing that builds up your capacity. This is why paper and pen are important. Make a note. I left off at 4 minutes and 35 seconds. Get a notebook. That's why we also don't have the quick restart where you left off. There is something scholarly about studying and keeping track of where you are. Do not underestimate that. I know I see the alumni nodding. So if you don't see an alum nod, alumni's nod with me here, because the newbies, again, this will be a very different way of doing trauma healing work online, right? There's no little techniques that you do and then oh, I'm good to go, right? It really is a self-study process. All right. Seth, I saw you unmuted yourself. Did you want to add something? And then Elia, afterwards, we'll get you to say hello and introduce what your parts are.
Nope, that was just a mistake. Sorry about
Okay, good. Mr. Elia, please introduce yourself and what your offerings are within the course site.
Hello, everyone.
Can you turn
It
up
is
your
so
volume a
cool to
little
be
bit?
here. Can you hear me
I
louder?
can, or speak louder if you can't put it up a bit.
Okay. Yes, from my heart. Okay. It's just so beautiful to see this tableau of people, some of whom I recognize, some of whom I don't. And to just be at the beginning of a new cycle. I think beginnings are really special, unique moments that are full of potential. So whether you're an alumni recycling or new, starting for the first time, it's really beautiful to have you here. I've known Irene since before SPSM was a thing, and it's been so cool to just witness my friend and colleague and teacher evolve, and keep offering consistent, really helpful, beautiful work. So, thank you, Irene, the whole team. I'm proud to be part of this team. And life, Irene used the word life. Movement is part of life. Life is movement. And I offer movement videos that are designed to fold into the rest of the education in the SPSM course. So you'll find my movement videos on the left side. And as the alumni know, you don't have to do all of them. You don't have to even do the whole video. You can do parts of the video. You can watch the video. You can do the video. You can listen to the video. It's an offering, it's an invitation. It's there to help you and to support you in your journey. So I offer it in that way. And I love this work. I love what it is to show up for people and care about people and care about this community. So that's what my work folds into this. On April 24th, I also have a Q&A So if you want a deadline, check out a video before April 24th and then come and ask some questions. But other than that, I'm just really happy to be here, happy to be part of this team, and I really believe in this work. So I hope to be moving with you in the online universe. Thank you, Irene.
Thanks, Ilya. I actually met Ilya a month before I met Seth. So the stars were aligned. Met him and then met Seth the next month. So good energy in that month of August 2010. All right. So the other thing too, just a note, we've got moderators who answer questions within each lesson thread. So I will speak to that as one housekeeping piece. Basically, a lesson is an exercise or a video, some form of learning. There are four lessons in each lab. So four lessons in each lab. This will all show up magically on Sunday for the newbies. And so when you do a lesson, whether it's the first one is called researching your resources, very important one. Or if it's orienting, or it's one of my biology of stress videos, the very bottom of each thread, you can put a question in. You can also comment. You don't have to wait until you have a question. If you want to share your experience of the learning, please do that because it allows other people to see what other people are experiencing. What's so interesting is we all experience everything differently. Even though it's the same articulation coming from me, the same text, the same video, this is why humans are so interesting, right? We're not robots. We have texture and difference and past histories, and we've learned, and our systems are also unique. So feel free to share your experience. And it doesn't have to be positive. If you're like, I hated that, that's fine. Remember back to kids, a child will tell you if they don't like something. So honor if you're like, ah, I didn't like that. I don't know why. Feel free to put that in there.
Can I just there's often more value even in that,
Yes,
like
yes.
in recognizing, oh, that I really didn't like, or I have real resistance to that. There's actually a lot more potential energy and healing sometimes there than like, oh, that lesson was so lovely, it was so enjoyable. Okay, so yeah, very important to know
Yeah.
what stirs up a little something, or yeah, feels bad even. It's like, oh, okay, why is that? Yeah.
Yeah, so just because you don't like something doesn't mean it's not useful, right? Very important to remember that. But the reason I was mentioning this is we have an entire moderation team. All of them are trained in somatic experiencing. Most are trained in higher levels of what we might call the new traumatology, early trauma, developmental traumas. Many are trained in the Feldenkrais methodologies. A few are full-on psychotherapists. So if you want to learn about the moderators on the course site, which is where you found this link, there's a Meet the Team page so you can read and see people's faces and their histories. So they answer the questions daily, one or twice a day, someone is in going through and answering your questions. So make use of that resource. They're there. They, you know, these are folks I have known for many, many years. Some, again, longer than Ilya and Seth, actually. Some of my Feldenkrais colleagues are in there. Shout out to Carrie. And they're also available, not that you have to, but some of them do still have private practices. Some of the alum will find that they sometimes need a little support. Doesn't have to be regular support, but maybe there's a trauma piece coming up and you would need that interaction, that one-on-one. They can be a wonderful resource for that. They are separate from my company, so I don't get any commission or anything. They're their own entities. They run their own businesses. So you can do that. Ilya also does private sessions as well for movement. So I wanted to mention that because sometimes we don't know who are these magical people, fairies coming in and writing back to me. They're real people. Rebecca is here with us today. I don't know, Rebecca, do you mind unmuting yourself and just saying a quick hello and let people know a little bit about you and what you do.
Yeah, hi there,
Hey.
everybody. Welcome. So, yeah, I'm in Detroit, Michigan area. As Irene was saying, somatic experiencing practitioner. I'm also a Feldenkrais practitioner. And I have a practice here and work with Irene, and I work with kids, and I work in person, I work online. And yeah, this is a good thing you guys are all here doing. So glad to
Thank
be
you.
part of it.
Cool. And Rebecca will also join Seth, I think, on some of the Q&As, at least
Yeah,
one of them.
I'm doing one
Yeah.
at a time. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, some of the mods also join Seth with Q&As. If for some reason, one of us is sick, this happens. Sometimes we have to, swap out a person. Someone can't make it. So we've got a good team. It's just not just me and Seth. I do try to do all the training calls. I think for this round one, I am not doing. And Seth is taking that one over because I have something going on one of the days. But yeah, we're kind of a full team, and everyone is so deeply invested in this work for themselves personally. And that's why I've chosen the team that we have, very dedicated people. So yes, use them, ask them questions, attend Ilya's lessons. Of course, they're recorded, but he will do a live Q&A to answer questions. And then my training calls are always on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific. All this information is on the site. Of course, everything is recorded, everything is transcribed, everything gets uploaded to the site within usually about 24 hours after the call, usually sooner. And that's all I need to say today. The other thing I will say is, sometimes when we begin something, and this is kind of my last reminder of how to engage with this material different than how you might engage with past schooling experiences. And this is going to sound strange, but I always say this. The alumni know what I'm about to say. Don't get excited. Just be neutral. And the reason why we've all seen the New Year's resolution thing where you're excited and you got the new thing and the new thing and the this, and you've got your to-do lists and your new pen and your new book. And there's like a fun energy that sometimes we've been taught to go into school with, that back to school shopping, back to school clothes. Be invested, be committed. But watch if your survival physiology gives you extra boosts of energy to do it at the beginning. Just sort of tame that down a little. I don't want to say don't be interested and curious, but watch if old survival patterns push you to be that good student. I've talked to enough SPSMers to know the ones who go in as that perfect Type A, I'm going to do everything perfectly. The ones I get to talk to say, oh, I had to learn my lesson. I did too much too soon because I wanted to be the overachiever. So here's what's interesting. Those of you, and you know who you are, who overachieve, you want to dial it back. See a few people nodding. Those of you who maybe are more on the lazy spectrum, of I'm just going to do it when I feel like it, let everything flow. You might need to actually push yourself in a healthy way a little bit, right? And you're going to have to find that balance. I can't tell you what that is. But it comes back to, again, how were we raised? Were we pushed in a healthy way, or were we screamed at, or were we given conditions on whether or not we got love because we kept our room clean? Or we got grade, straight A's or whatever it might be. I'm not going to be giving anyone gold stars. I'm not going to be giving anyone pats on the backs. So just know that this is for you. We know the work works, and take your time. So what I want to do, I want to end with a just a little guided orientation to the present moment.
Irene, Can I, before we do that last piece,
Sure.
I just saw something that would be that is potentially useful for more people.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I just saw a comment in the chat regarding the structure of the course. It's actually quite important. If you may or may not have noticed, you can access the site on both a computer, like a laptop, and or a phone. Generally, it's much easier to use with a computer, just in the way that it's laid out. All the menus are on the left. They're always there, no matter which page you are on, so you can navigate around. On a phone, all of the menus are under at the bottom of the page. So every time you're on a phone, you have to scroll to get to the next thing. That's just the way that the website layout is. I saw a comment in the chat here that says on their they use their phone, but they keep tab groups open for every lab and the lessons open. So if you are using a phone, that's a really great suggestion because then you don't have to do all the scrolling around and navigating. You can just have like, oh, this tab group is lab one, this tab group is lab two. So just a practical kind of consideration if you are accessing the site with your phone that I thought was potentially helpful.
Cool. Hot tip. Like it. Thanks to whoever said that. Yeah, play around, get used to what you need to do, how you need to do it. You can also download everything too, just FYI. So, the lessons, the audio, the videos, the transcripts, all of it is downloadable. We suggest if you want to do that so you can keep stuff on a computer that doesn't require to be connected to the internet. If you ever go away, you're not online somewhere, you can press play and listen to things. So yeah, back to that little orientation. So it's possible your eyes have been maybe glued to the screen for some of you, not all of you, but some of you might be looking, and that's fine. But I'll just guide everyone to take a step, sort of one or two away from the screen. And that might mean moving your body a little bit. It might mean stretching if you've been sitting kind of in one position and maybe you're feeling your legs a little cranky and needs to move. Maybe you need to readjust your pelvis. Allow your eyes to have a different, we would call it focal point. So maybe look further. I guess the proper word is farther, isn't it? Farther away. Or maybe you need to look somewhere close, or maybe your eyes are tired and you need to close them. It's late for some of you on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So if you need to just let the nod happen. And in this one moment, you don't have to do anything. Nothing. If you want to move, then follow that impulse. If you need to have a drink of water or you're eating your dinner, do that. If you feel like you want to keep looking at the screen, that's fine too. I'm going to go back to the baby. I'm going to keep going back to the baby. When a baby is content and just laying there in their caretaker's arms, you don't need to bounce that baby. Baby's just happy to just chill out with another warm-blooded human. And yet there's a thing that you see sometimes when a baby is content. There's this constant rocking and moving them for some reason. I don't know where that comes from. And sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes you need to give yourself a little wiggle and shake a little and get your lymph going and dance a little, as Elia loves to, and I love to. And sometimes it's you just sit not try to force or do anything. One of my mentors says, do energy. You got to get out of that do energy from time to time. Sometimes we need to do the dishes. We need to make our food, we need to clean up our home. need to do our work, pick up our kids, walk our dog. There's a lot of doing, and that's okay. And then every now and again, it's good to just not do and be. And that can be while you're sitting, it could be even while you're going on a real easy walk. Try to walk without a podcast from time to time if you like listening to things. Try to drive without listening to the radio or the music from time to time. And then know when you've got to come in and do some stuff and learn some stuff. Ely and I have taught a lot of groups together. And one of the interesting things that occurs often towards the end of a longer workshop is you'll sit in the room that we're in. And the final day, there's always so much more comfort to just sit there in silence versus the first day. Everyone's like, what are we doing? Why aren't they talking? What's happening? Are they trying to be Zen? What's going on? But at the end, there's just this loveliness of being humans together, not doing and just sitting or standing or whatever we're doing in terms of our body positions. But there is something about just being in a group. I know this is a bit different because we're all around the world, but I also think that's just as powerful because we're infusing this energy of just being naturally human. So, encourage this from time to time in your own system, even in your own household. If you're in a good relationship, you know what it's like to just sit in silence driving or eating. Can you be with your kids and not have to entertain them all the time? Can they learn to be bored? I'm bored. Being bored is actually a really important thing. And right now there is so much bloody stimulus in the world. And I'm not ignorant to world stuff. So it's important to know what's going on, but it's also important to sit and just not do for a moment or two every day. And that in itself will help you build capacity. But you've got to actively do that on your own. You've got to find that impetus to remember to just pause. So, this is me at the beginning. I rarely do this, already saying you've got to find the ways to integrate little bits of your own self-care, which might be nothing at all, just sitting and looking out the window. Not about dissociating, it's not about avoiding. It's just like that little baby that's just happy to just stare out into the yonder and not know what's going on. Our animals are really good at that too. They just sit, look around, breathe, sigh. So, with that said, I've kept y'all long enough today for this call. Thank you to all the new members. Really appreciate your trust and your interest in, as we like to say, becoming your own medicine. We've got thousands of alumni who've gone through this curriculum. So we're contributing to the next segment of learning and healing here on planet Earth by doing this together. I cannot recommend enough that it's so important that you go at your own pace and be okay if you don't feel any massive shifts in the first few weeks, in the first few months. We've been doing this long enough to know that when you do work and commit to this, it does create a huge difference. So, again, Lab One will release this Sunday. I believe it's the 8th of March. And next week, there is a Q&A call. Again, all this information is on the site, and then my training calls don't start until the following week. And yeah, if you haven't introduced yourself, if you feel a desire to say, hey, I'm so and so from here, that's all you need to say. If you don't want to, that's fine too. But there's an introduction tab on the site. And yes, poke around, click on things, check out what's in there. It's yours. It's yours to click on and look at and read and listen. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, guys and gals and team.
Thanks all. Bye for now.